So, Randy, welcome to our program, A New Beginning. Thanks for coming on. How's everything going right now for you?
Thank you, Greg. It's just always a pleasure to be with you and talk together. And this is, in terms of how things are going, it's about 9 months since my beloved wife, Nancy, went home to be with Jesus. And as you well know, in your own personal life and experience with your son, Christopher, the loss of someone that you love is tough. When I come home, I have a little dog, Gracie, that Nancy and I picked out together, who at least the house isn't empty, but I miss Nancy's presence. I miss her laughter. I think it's her laughter that I miss more than anything about her. She just brought a joy into the home. She would laugh quickly and easily and heartily. But what I saw in the last 4 years of her life was a beautiful work of Jesus, even as she was dying of cancer. And I'll tell you, what I saw in, she really mentored me in the way she lived and the way she prepared to meet the Lord. So I have all those great memories. And so I think I'm doing well in the grieving process.
Well, Randy, God bless you. I remember having meals with you and Nancy, and I saw the great and deep love you had for each other. You were enjoying life together, serving the Lord together. And you've written about heaven so extensively. Let me ask you this. How do you look at what you've taught or what you have believed now in light of Nancy going to be with the Lord compared to before this event happened? Do you see heaven differently?
Yeah, I think I don't see it differently in terms of what I actually believe, but all of the things that I believe and I thought about with close friends who have died, with my mom who died many years ago, and when I bring it over to Nancy, there's an immediacy, probably much like you felt after Christopher died, where what you believe now matters so much in a very personal way. And so by God's grace, I have thanked him so many times. Lord, thank you that in your providence, I devoted many years of study to the subject of heaven and the new earth and the resurrection and five, six different books related to that. Also to the problem of evil and suffering, also to happiness. It's like these subjects that I studied, each of them for years, have all come to bear together in my grieving process with Nancy. But also, I just envision her with Jesus in very strong and palpable ways. And my heart has been tremendously encouraged by the promises of God's word. So, yeah, it has made a real difference.
Wow. You know, we've heard the expression, oh, they're so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. And my response is, well, some people are so earthly minded, they're no heavenly good.
Yes.
In fact, the Bible tells us to think about the afterlife. Paul said, set your affection on things above. Why should we think deeply about heaven?
Well, I think there are a lot of reasons. One is kind of a practical one. Like if you're going to go on a trip somewhere you've never been before, what do? Well, you study it. You find out about it. You talk to people who have been there, if that's possible. But you just want to know. You read books. You go to the internet. You check it out. Well, you don't go to the internet to find out about heaven. You go to God's word.
That's right.
And so that's our destination. That's where we're going to spend eternity. Wouldn't it make sense to know a lot about it? I mean, if people, before they go to Disney World, find out about it, wouldn't we want, before we go to heaven, to know about it and think about it? But I think the other thing, Greg, is that God is who heaven is all about. Jesus is the central character.
Yes.
And on in the present heaven that we go to when we die, and on the new earth, we're going to together experience the direct presence of God. We will see his face. And I think to prepare for heaven is to prepare to be with Jesus forever.
That's right.